save your chosen piece. On Hit 92.9. Righto, here we are about to review another daily dose of content gold from our favourite FM radio breakfast personalities, Xavier, Jules and Pete. Yeah, roll the WAV file. Roll it. Xavier, Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
Guys, thanks for a great morning.
No worries.
Lovely.
Happy to be here.
Yeah. Wednesdays.
Oh, no, tomorrow's Thursday.
Tomorrow's Thursday.
Wednesday's a busy day for me, so... Just...
Why? What happens on a Wednesday, mate? What goes on? Huh? They're so busy to take you out between the hours of 6 till 9. What's going on?
What do you mean?
No, it's what happens on a Wednesday.
No, afternoons are busy.
Oh, what's happened?
I do a podcast, do two podcasts on a Wednesday night.
What other podcasts do you do apart from your own?
I do one for the West.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Where do you do that?
West.
Yeah, okay. Who with?
Ryan Daniels.
Do you just talk about sport?
Or footy.
Yeah.
Footy.
And then do my own podcast on the Wednesday.
Yeah, right.
Cool.
An article.
An article. What are you doing? What are you doing, Pat?
Let's see. I've got a general manager's meeting this morning.
Pentanet?
Yep.
And you cutting anyone?
No. Did all that a few months ago.
What do you mean?
It's been a tough.
Are you happy with the team,
people, mate? No, the team's great.
So no cuts, no changes.
No cuts, no changes.
Anyone ask for pay rise?
No.
Really?
If they want a pay rise, they've got to do better. So
they finished second, didn't they?
Third. They didn't make it through round one of finals, but.
So you're not happy with it then?
No.
Do you have to? Have you laid the law down yet?
No, they are fantastic kids. They're actually a genuinely wonderful bunch of kids who work very, very hard. So they represented the brand very well in our first year, and I'm very happy. That's all I was hoping for.
Good.
Above expectations. And then this afternoon...
So then why wouldn't they get a pay rise?
That's a very good point.
Tweet it out, Zabe. Tweet it out.
Cannot argue
Internet
that.
Internet guys, jump on the podcast.
Above expectations, but no, they're not getting
it. They still need to do better. Jules, sorry, I just ate the last one. Sorry, I've got an Nicole.
Yeah, beauty.
Ask me what I'm doing. Then you got the kids to look after?
No, I'll pick up the kids later on tonight. But tonight's podcast as well for Goa. It'll be after the podcast. It's about 6:30.
Yeah, nice.
It's nice.
That sounds busy.
See mum and dad for Wednesday evening and yeah. What about you, Jules? What are you doing?
Well, what's the time now?
Nine.
I'll just ride home, which is about 5 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
Jump back into bed. See you all in the morning.
Yeah, snooze.
I've got no responsibilities in life.
At all.
None. Oh, a lie. I've got a house inspection tomorrow. That happens once every 3 months.
Have you cleaned?
Yeah, but I'll clean again.
You know, yesterday morning, just speaking of no responsibilities, right, I had a moment because one of the kids who streams on the Twitch channel for Goa... he was late. Kian, the butler. He was late.
The butler serving it up.
Yep. No, yeah. Mr. Serving Man. He was late to his Twitch stream by 8 minutes, right? And he goes, oh, God, I'm so sorry. I slept in. And it was 8 minutes past eight, which for a kid who's going to university and stuff like that, he's obviously, yeah. And I'm sitting here going, man, when's the last time I ever slept in past 8 o'clock?
When was the last time you were late or something?
It's been a long time, but mate.
We all have choices in life.
I cannot argue that.
I screenshotted this thing last night because I thought, gosh, you two are going to have a laugh.
Mm. We're still doing the podcast.
Yeah.
But
it literally says, let me find it. Maybe I didn't screenshot it, but it was something like, hold up, I'm still here. Child-free people do know what having a chip.
Go again.
I'm suffering so badly right now from hay fever.
You've got time.
Child-free people know what it's like to have kids. Mm. That's why we don't have them.
No.
Yeah.
Mate, it's a blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
So X was talking fairly well through the morning about how. Like, God knows when's the last time you didn't have Ted in your bed. And,
Doesn't need it. Sorry to interrupt.
That's right.
Sorry.
Yes.
What's he brought? Witters is here. What's Witters brought?
He brought Xavier in a, what's it called? A toasty, a hamburger toasty. A cheeseburger toasty.
Jesus, mate.
No. Xavier bought him one the other day.
Oh, that's nice. The king sits back at his throne.
Oh,
they are good, aren't they? Is that from
that'd be cold,
Bark?
Wouldn't it?
Oh, God, that's hot.
No, cheese toasties.
Whatever. It is not.
The heat in a toasty lasts for ages.
I'm gonna touch it.
Go and touch it. Touch it. Touch it.
Sounds a little bit dry. All right, let's go.
All right, you guys. It's been fun. Bye.
Now, Janine, our producer who we hear from occasionally, was having a little incident on Friday, just gone. We were about to walk out of the building. She got a phone call from the pound saying, you have to come and collect your dog. And obviously, due to COVID times, you can't just roll in and collect your dog. Had to make a booking. So the dog stayed in the pound till 4 o'clock in the afternoon the time. Well, apparently had a good time.
Oh,
other naughty boys are in there having a bit of fun. Anyway,
but Mac's such a beautiful dog.
Yeah. So what happened was, everyone left for work. The au pair was at home with the kids or whatever, and potentially left the gate open.
Oh, and are you blaming her?
Well, he said potentially.
Someone left the gate open.
Hang on, Janine. Does she listen?
Somebody left the gate open. I'm not
somebody
pointing
somebody.
Fingers.
Oh, we're not pointing fingers, but answer the question. Does she listen?
Yes.
Okay, so it wasn't the au pair. So someone popped in and left the gate open and the dog got out. Now, I think probably it was the au pair. She was there looking after the kids and the dog. And if someone had let my dog out and something had happened to Kevin or Tilly, I would have been quite distressed and probably looked to level up at some stage in my life with the person who had let my dog out and had caused carnage. Anyway, 13, 10, 60. What happened to someone else's pet whilst they're in your care?
Because it reminded me.
Reminded me of a story that my mates were over in Bali for a little holiday. They had a pup sausage doll. I think it's called Frankie, I think. Anyway,
and right. That is a common name for us.
Anyway, yeah, so a little snag is out doing its thing, walking between doors, outside, inside. And Perth gets a little bit blowy, a little bit windy. Mm-hmm. And the big door that was open for little Frank to, we'll call it Frank, wandering out, got caught in the breeze. And it shut quite aggressively. And little Frank's little sausage tail was halfway in the house, halfway out of the house. And as the door closed, little Frank lost his sausage. Lost his tail.
Oh,
he was like one of those lizards. What are those lizards?
Yeah.
Oh, the gecko.
Used to grab them as kids and their
geckos.
Tail used to drop off. Yeah. It was like one of them. It was like a drop tail. Anyway, off went the tail.
Were they home when,
no,
when
they're
it
in
happened?
Bali.
No. The people that were
sitting I think so.
Dog sitting.
Yeah, so they got the call in Bali and said, look, got some news for you. I don't know if you like the long tail on your sausage dog, but it's probably like a snake. You know, it falls off and it still squirms.
Don't.
Like, you know when you cut a snake in half and it, like, wibbles away?
Yeah, the nose is still going.
It's got a little bit of twitch to it. So, anyway, the little snaggy is a little stump. And to be honest, it's not the whole lot. So, he's not going to be belittled at doggy daycare, but it's not.
I'm pretty sure they still would have been laughing at him.
Mm. He's getting laughed at, I'm sure.
Hit 92.9's. Take your chosen
piece. What happened to the pet you were in charge of at the time? Not your pet, someone else's pet. Now, we had our producer that her dog went wild, was caught on Scarborough Beach Road cutting between the traffic. Spent the day in the pound, and it made me think, if someone was in charge of my dogs and if something happened, how would I respond? Probably pretty inappropriately, I would have thought.
I remember when we were like at the start of a couple of weeks into COVID, you offered to drop one of your dogs over so I could go take it for a walk.
Mm.
Jeez, I'm glad I didn't. I would have been bloody just mortified if anything happened.
Oh, and rightfully so. 13, 10, 60, but also a friend of mine when they were over in Bali, their sausage dog, Wynn, caught this big door, jammed the door and snapped the tail off. Gone. 13, 10, 60, what happened to the pet you're in charge of?
Hey, Emma.
Hi, how are you?
Good, mate. Talk us through it.
All right, to put this story right, it was my brother's dog and they were going away on holiday, so they needed him looking after.
Yeah.
So my parents offered to look after him, but they have chickens. While they went out for lunch, the dog went into the chicken coop and ate one of the live chickens. When they came home, they couldn't even find the chicken. They only found feathers. A live chicken.
That was it.
The whole lot gone.
Yep. The other chickens weren't touched and the whole lot gone. They only found, like, say, maybe a little bit of a bone. So they put it in the compost, hoping that he wouldn't touch it. And he somehow got into it and ate the rest of it.
Oh.
And there was only the whole beak, the legs, everything was gone.
Were they upset with your brother?
Not really, because, like, the dog the dog eats everything and it's not inclined to eat animals. And I think it was just a good looking snack, to be honest.
Mm. Yeah.
What type of dog was it, mate?
German Head Pointer Cross Blue Heeler.
Oh, yeah, the real chicken eaters they are.
All right, let's get a Tanya from Two Rocks. Good morning.
Hi, how you going?
Well, thanks. Now, some friends of yours were looking after your stuffy.
Yes, nightmare.
What happened?
We were on holiday and as soon as we got in through customs, we got a call from the dog ranger saying that they had our dog and that, yeah, he was just flying through traffic in Malalu.
Yeah.
And so we were like, oh my gosh, and our friends like that were looking after him, had, they were working like one of them was working 3 hours a day, so he was staying outside and they had 6 metre high fences and on the cameras he cleared the 6 metre fence and gets.
Jeez, okay.
6 metres?
6 metres, he's an American Staffy and we, at home, he does not jump the fences and we were like, what the hell? And
they're living in prison.
Oh, it was ridiculous. And so the next day, they were like, oh, we'll leave him inside. He destroyed their house. And the next day after that, they thought, oh, we're going to have to get a crate. Like, you know, like it was just crazy.
Yes.
He bent with his teeth and his nails, like all of the crate, which is like the vets and the pet stop was like, dogs like Staffies cannot get out of these.
Mate.
He had his head stuck out because he'd bent all the wiring.
Oh, my God.
His dog sounds like an absolute monster.
It reminded me, actually, of the time I was caring for a dog and it gave me the urine, so I just put it in one of those dog homes.
What?
Just checked it in. Slept a couple of nights.
What? Didn't go back for it or you went back for it?
No, before the person got back.
All right, Leah from the Draw. Man Drop, good morning.
Good morning, team. How are we?
Oh, top,
mate. Babe, tell me that there's some people down there that actually call it the Draw.
Oh, no.
No, God, no.
Okay.
All right, dive in. Leah, what happened?
Yeah, so this story came from a friend of mine who was an au pair in London quite a few years ago, and it's from another au pair that she knew really well. So she was left in charge of the house and a very elderly golden retriever while the family went away for a holiday, and they did say, you know, he's not a young dog, anything could happen, don't feel bad kind of thing if it does. So unfortunately he has just passed away in his sleep. He was an old dog, and so she's then gone, oh, now what do I do? You know, I'm in this townhouse in London, you can't exactly bury the dog out the back. So she's rung a vet and they've said, oh, listen, you know, bring him in, we'll take care of everything for you. And she's gone, oh, fantastic. Hung up the phone and sort of gone, well, what do I do now? Because I don't have a car. You know, how do I transport the dog to the vet?
Yeah.
So she's sort of had a bit of a brainstorm. She's gone around the house and she's gotten one of those really big wheelie bags, like a luggage.
Yeah.
she's put the golden retriever inside the luggage. You know,
oh, my gosh.
And then she's decided that she'd take the tube to get to the vet.
She's taken
the dog on the tube in London, and when she got to those, you know, there's those terribly big escalators that you have to go up and down, so it's quite a struggle with this big heavy bag, and a guy's offered to give her a hand to get it up the escalator, so she's gratefully accepted.
Oh,
and when he's gotten to the top of the escalator, he's done a runner with the bag.
Oh, what?
So he's stolen what he believes
is
my luggage.
And he's got the dead dog.
Yeah, he's got the dead dog in there.
The dead dog. So she's just stood there and gone, well, you know, that solves one problem.
Hit 92.9's. Take your jewels and peace.
Holy dooly!
This is it.
Can't be fooled by the red van that they got. They're still Jimmy and Tam from the block.
Hey, good morning.
We've got you both there.
Hey, good morning.
Oh, Ripper, we do. The Block tonight, 7:30 on 9. Jimmy and Tam, how are yous?
We're
fabulous.
Good, how are you?
What an intro. That was brilliant.
That's a great intro.
I'll tell you
well
what, this is the intro I wanted to come up with. Oh, wait. No matter what. Guys, seriously, do you have to win everything?
Oh. Really, we didn't expect it to be this way.
Yeah.
I was going to say this easy.
I mean, let's be honest. The 1950s home is the easier one to renovate, isn't it?
Ooh.
All controversial.
Yeah, I mean, what are you? Are you? You're definitely on Luke and Jazz's team, then, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
hey, guys. The one major thing, and I've been absolutely hooked on the block now, almost since it started. The one thing I've noticed this year is, and I don't know if you guys are disappointed when you run off into your cars or whatever. There's no Volkswagens this year. There's no rich Volkswagens. You're in a Ford. Is that disappointing?
I don't know. The Fords are pretty sweet, though. Like, we've got the Everest at the moment, and they're pretty nice to drive.
Oh, Jimmy and Tam, like, seriously, tell me more about the Everest. How good a car is it?
Pete drives an Everest.
Oh,
do you? Yeah, good.
Incredible. It feels so luxurious.
Ah, that'll do me. What an absolute ripper,
hey,
Volkswagen.
Guys, honestly, though, I mean, deservingly, you guys do win a lot of the times. What's it actually like, though, you know, having the other contestants? Are they nice towards you, or are they a bit bitter?
Well, at the moment, they're nice to us. I mean, we are all pretty friendly at the moment. I mean, we obviously don't know what goes on behind their closed doors, and we're starting to see a little bit of it now on TV. But at the time, it was all pretty good.
Now, yeah, definitely. And I think because it is such a competitive environment, and everyone this year is so competitive, like, there obviously is going to be a few things thrown here and there. But we made such good friendships, definitely.
Guys, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, and I know the COVID stuff hit the block, and that's going to be interesting to see that unfold. But how nervous are you? And as I said, I've watched the seasons previously, and everyone sort of makes a big amount of money at the end. How nervous are you about the property prices in Melbourne?
Oh, look, I think our real estate agents, you know, five of the best real estate agents have been chosen to represent all of us. And they've been saying that the property market down there is still running pretty steady at the moment. And I mean, at the end of the day, it's out of our hands now. So there's no real use in us stressing about it and sort of worrying too much about it. I mean, we've done our part, and the outcome is the outcome. What do you do?
Yeah, we'll see. Now, you two, the story we know about you guys as a couple is that you fell in love at a gym.
Oh.
How did that come together? Who was where? What were you doing at the time?
Sweaty, not
Jimmy,
sweaty, oiled.
Were you lifting?
Pressing.
Like, what was going on?
Was it CrossFit?
Yeah, it was CrossFit. But, well, I was Tam's coach, so we sort of, you know, formed a friendship to start with when I was coaching her. And then I also had a coffee shop attached to the gym that I would run after I coached. And Tam just slowly started hanging out more and more and getting smoothies and coffees more and more. And
Right. That's
pretty much how it blossomed that way.
Yeah, and he did compliment me on my squats. And I used to wear quite short shorts, and I knew that he wasn't really paying too much attention to what was going on. It was more me.
You got me.
You got the you pins got out, Tam. I like it. Hey, hey, Jimmy.
I tried to make the story nice, but you just took it down a level.
They want to know the truth, Jimmy.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I've always wondered, and I reckon you hear stories about, you know, gym relationships sparking and, you know, maybe the married woman and the gym instructor. Jimmy, had you sort of dangled in with clients previously, or was this your first time?
That was the first time. Okay. Because my mate owned the gym, and he had a rule for me, and we sort of both agreed to it that I wouldn't. We wouldn't go anywhere near the clientele.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, but we had one leave part. He gave me one leave part. And at the time, Tam had a boyfriend, so he was like, "Oh, it's not going to happen anyway."
Okay. But,
that's my greatest fear. She had a boyfriend and Em's going to the gym.
But she her relationship organically ended with her boyfriend before anything with us started.
Beautiful.
No controversy there.
It's a real love story. Hey, the block tonight, 7:30 or 9. We are, of course, watching it for the building stuff. Guys, really nice to catch up with you both this morning, and good luck.
Thank you.
I don't think they need it. Bye.
Apparently not.
Hit 92.9's. Take your chosen
piece. Want to know, why did you fail your driver's license? I came across this story yesterday, a mum from New Zealand. She's a mum of five, right? She was going for her driving test, and she failed before she even started the car. And it's said that the passenger seat where the driving instructor was going to be sitting was too dirty. And it was a health hazard.
Yeah, have you seen any photos of it or anything?
Yeah, how dirty is dirty?
Yeah, no, I have seen photos, and I mean, it's not like there was any rubbish on it or anything like that. It was just like, you know, she's got five kids. Like, there's drinks spilled, there's...
Give me
like,
a
you
look.
Can only just see that a little bit there. There was drinks spilled, all that kind of stuff. So it was marked with liquid, but it's not like it was, it sounds, I don't know, like had a dirty nappy on there or
okay.
anything like that.
That's okay to
me. Sounds like that instructor was having a bad day.
Well, because when you think about it, when you're going to get your peas, you're not in your forever car, are you? You're generally in a bit
yeah,
of bomb that you've
in,
been
yeah.
handed down that has probably lasted on the roads for 20 years and you've, unless you're a little rich boy.
I just feel sorry for this one because I'm just like, it's yeah. the last thing she would have thought of. Like, yeah. you're so nervous about the actual the actual test itself.
I'm looking at the, and like she's vacuumed enough. Yeah, no, I'd
like
say.
It's clean.
Say
it's just
luck.
Like, it's just not.
It's a dirty old car. But
pretty
not
much.
But not. Like dust dirty and food dirty. It's just stained.
But even so.
I'm not getting in a car with someone's food and stuff on it.
No, anyway. No, fair. And that's fair. But, well, you know, they're instructing you on your driving skills. How clean your seat here has got nothing to do with
well,
that.
Well, apparently, with the current climate, it was an issue and they failed her.
Oh, COVID.
Mm. And they failed her.
I mean, you don't know whether COVID is going to be living in the seats. That's where it could be sleeping.
Anyway, it got me thinking about the first time I went for my piece.
Oh, how'd you go?
Right? Yeah. Well, I failed, but I think this is wrong, and tell me if you guys think the same. So, you know when it comes to the point where they were like, you have to reverse park behind a car?
Mm.
So I went up this street, and the tester's sitting beside me, and she said to me, okay, I want you to reverse park behind this car.
Are you talking about parallel parking?
Yeah, parallel
right, okay.
parking. Yeah. Same thing, is it not?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Anyway, geez, don't confuse me.
No.
So when I looked back, I was like, no worries. I realised that she's asking me to reverse park on a double driveway, right?
Yeah.
And I thought it was a part of the test. I know you're not allowed to park on someone's driveway.
You're not allowed
to
park the driveway.
So I thought that she was testing me to see if I'll do it. So I said, no. And she goes, no, I'm instructing you for this test.
Yeah.
I want you to parallel park behind this car. And I was like, no, there's a double driveway there. She's like, I know, but for this test. And I was like, no, this is a actual test.
It's a test within a test.
Within a test, yeah. right? And so I refused. Got back to the thing. And she's like, sorry, I had to fail you because you didn't parallel park.
Mm.
You refused to parallel park. And I was
fair,
like, no, there was
Peter.
A double driveway there.
Is it though?
That's
Absolutely. Is that not fair?
That is.
I just saw you wink at Pete. Don't do that.
Mate, my test. So I was at boarding school in Melbourne, and everyone knew in boarding school that you don't do your test in the city. You go back to your country town where there's no traffic
lights.
It's so much
easier.
Anyway, I got there. I was given a Ford Falcon as my first car.
Mm. Yeah.
An old.
Like
old
a common. Yeah.
Like an old bomb. A
yeah,
bomb. Okay. A real bomb. Anyway, I got in there and the lady goes around the back to check that the brake lights and everything's working. Indicators, the brake lights didn't work. don't work. Anyway, she goes, you can't do a test without your brake lights, obviously, because it's not legal. So I went in and got Dad, who I just paid $1,500 for this car. And I was like, you've sold me a...
Yeah.
And we went at it.
Yeah.
Anyway, Dad goes, what's the... I said, the brake lights don't work. I can't do the test. I've just driven 4 hours from school to get here.
Yeah.
Anyway, Dad goes, get in the car. And so I put my foot, he goes, put your foot on the brakes, mate. And I put my foot on the brakes, nothing. Dad goes, there they are. And the lady's like, what? Dad goes, go again, mate. Yep, there they are. Because we're out in the sun, so they're a little bit harder to see. And the lady's like, yeah, okay. All right, then. off you go. Anyway, so I did the test. I had to do a 3-point turn.
Yeah.
The lady goes to me, Zave, oh, sweetie. You just turn around here when you're ready. So I did about an 8-point turn.
You're
turning,
joking.
Yeah, no, 100%. I just did whatever I wanted, and it was the easiest thing. But then when I got back to the place to get my license, it was about 2:30 in the arvo, and Dad goes, mate, you better punch back to Melbourne as quick as you can. I was like, why? He goes, if you've got no brake lights, you've got no headlights.
Hit 92.9's. Take your jewels and
peace. Why did you fail your driver's license?
Yeah, now this is because I came across this article yesterday. This mother of five over in New Zealand failed her driving test before she even started the car because the instructor was like, your seat's too dirty. Your passenger seat that I'm about to sit on is too dirty. So he failed her. Got me thinking about my own failure where I wouldn't do a parallel park across a double driveway because I thought the instructor was testing me.
Got ya.
And so I thought if I did it that she would fail me. Anyway, she failed me because I didn't do it. Now, X said that he passed.
Passed in flying colours.
Mate, I thought it was because your dad got involved, but you passed because you were dating the instructor's daughter.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were. No, I wasn't. Yes, did he just not reveal to
us? He revealed it off the air. It wasn't that song. Yeah.
Anyway, let's go to Daniel.
You weren't dating.
I was her side piece.
Daniel.
You were the side piece.
I was the snatch.
Yeah, sorry, thanks.
8 months ago, mate, what happened?
Well, I had to redo my driver's test because 3 months prior to renewing it, because I came from South Africa,
right?
And you have to be 25 to actually just renew it. So I had to redo my learner's test and driver's test all over again.
Yeah.
Anyway, came to the day, and I just left a northern suburbs testing station. They took me to a roundabout, and as I was coming through it, someone from the left shot over halfway of the roundabout. So I avoided them, and she says, "Why did you do that?" I said, "Well, I was going to have an accident if I didn't."
Yeah.
And she says, "Oh, okay, let's take a drive back to the testing station." So as soon as we got back, she's like, "Right, you have to redo this again. You failed."
Why?
So, because I went over the white line.
Avoided a crash and didn't stay within the lines.
Yeah.
Mate,
rough, man.
Yeah, that is really rough. There are some times where you kind of think to yourself, the instructor's like, it's almost like the instructor has it in for you.
Yeah, some of them just have a bad day.
I wonder if anyone's ever crashed on a driving test and passed. So like she's saying there that you avoided an incident, which was why you lost it, because you were outside the white lines.
Yeah.
And that he was avoiding a crash. So if he plowed through the car,
yeah,
is he passing?
Well,
but I like that.
If it's not his fault, he hasn't done anything wrong. So
she wants to be, yeah, there you go.
Corey.
How you doing?
Good, mate. What happened?
it was my mate. I actually passed first hit as well.
Oh, bull dust.
No, serious. Yeah, first hit. Parallel parking actually was my specialty. Now, there's a lot of people that aren't actually pretty good with it, but I could almost do that blindfold.
Righto, mate. Oh, no, it's not an appendage swinging contest. Hurry up.
So my mate failed halfway through. So at the start, you know how they check all your lights, your indicators, make sure everything's working. That was fine. Halfway through their test, got pulled over by highway patrol, and they said, "Oh, you failed to indicate over there."
Oh, you're joking!
And the instructor said, "No, he didn't. I watched him indicate," and they pulled him out the car, went over his car again. He actually had faulty globes or a faulty connection.
Oh my gosh!
His indicators weren't working.
Mate, that's such bad luck.
And it was outside of the testing station, about to pull into the DOT.
Oh, so close!
Almost there, mate. Close.
Jasmine.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Jazzy. Hey, what happened, babe?
Oh, so I needed to get my license because of work, right?
Yeah.
Just because I wanted to drive. So I was really nervous about my reverse parking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I aced that perfectly. And as I'm going down this street, it's a two-way street, right? And it's where they park on the side of the road.
Oh, yeah, I hate that. And you have to wait? Like, car's coming through, there's only enough room for one, yeah.
Yeah, you can only fit one car down. So I'm like, all right, no worries. There's no car coming, so I've driven down and they've told me to turn left. So I've done that. By the time we get back to the Department of Transport and that, they're like, oh, yeah, sorry, I have to fail you.
Why?
And I thought I aced everything. Turns out, because I turned not in my lane and another driving instructor saw me, but I couldn't get back into my lane, otherwise I would have hit into the cars that were parked on the side.
Oh, the car was blocking the lane.
Yeah, the cars were that jam-packed that I couldn't actually get into my lane.
You know the worst thing is that when you try and argue against them, like, it just turns into like a big argument.
Gonna win.
Because, yeah, you're not going to win.
I'm going to dock you more points because you're arguing.
Yeah.
I can't stand how they wait until you get back to the Department of Transport to tell you that you've failed.
Well, because they're frightened you're going to go crazy on the road.
Another 15-minute drive. Could have told me 15 minutes ago. We would have gone straight there.
But you can imagine why, though. Imagine someone who's uptight, angry, being told they've failed and you're the passenger in their car.
Yeah, no that's you. True because I when I was told that I failed, I started crying.
I would have laughed so hard.
I couldn't stop crying when she told me I failed and I'm trying to fight with her over the parallel parking thing. She just grabbed a box of tissues and sat them up on the thing. And
were they crocodiles or reels?
No, like real. I was so upset.
I would have passed you.
Because I'm pretty sure it was like my last $80.
Did you have blonde hair then?
Oh.
No, okay.
Why?
No, I'm just picturing you crying. And I've seen that photo of you with short blonde hair.
No.
Your head goes to weird places sometimes. I swear to God.
Hit 92.9's. Take your jewels
and peace. Now, Zay. It's no secret that Pete loves to cook, right?
Well,
you see it all over his Instagram.
It's relatively new.
No, it's not.
And he's been recently talking about it.
It's not.
Peter.
It's not.
Since he got his old man's Weber, which would have been within the last 6 months, is the first time we've seen it on Instagram and on socials.
Anyway, this is what happened yesterday. Pete's doing his first ever cooking show.
Hey, people do cooking shows on Twitch, and I like to cook, and I'm just putting the two together.
What are you calling it? Pete's Meats. I'm calling the boys from Cheats Meats up. I'm saying, Pete's stealing your name.
No, I'm calling it Cheats Pete's Meats.
Anyway, thought we'd get him on the phone. Yeah, you
got that. Please welcome the Chiefs of Beef, Cheat Meats.
Good morning, Corey. How are you?
Morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
Well, thank you. Thanks for joining us this morning. And the reason why we've brought you on the show is because we want you...
Hey,
legend. We want to give you the opportunity... Hey, 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 Pete.
Good, mate.
We want to give you the opportunity to defend yourself because we've found out that Pete might be copying something
Sybil.
You boys are doing.
Yeah, what's the go, mate? What's the word?
Come on, Pete.
So, Corey, this is the situation. Yesterday I was on Twitter working hard... And Pete jumped on Twitter and tweeted, tomorrow night, Thursday night, I'm doing my first ever cooking show. Would you like to see me on Twitch? Would you like to see me cook at pole, red meat, seafood, or a chicken dish? Now, we feel as though he's trying to now wedge into your platform.
100%.
That has over 200,000 or near 200,000.
168,000 Cheats Meats have.
Like the mystery prize.
Yep.
250,000 Instagram followers. Peter is trying to crowbar his way into your lifestyle, mate.
Oh, look, I'm not happy about it, you know. But I saw Pete a couple of weeks ago. I thought we were mates, you know. Had a good chat. He asked for a couple of tips, actually.
Did he?
Using them.
Woof woof.
On Thursday, but. Yeah.
We saw each other a couple of weeks ago at the fish shop. How was your seafood, mate?
Oh, it was good, mate. I was back on when was it? Friday for Father's Day, so no complaints here.
Yeah, nice.
Hey, Corey, I
want to let you know. I mean, you don't really have too much to worry about. Pete sitting on 5,000.
Five and a half thousand
followers on Instagram.
Start somewhere.
I know, I get it, but he's jumping on your bandwagon here.
But it's not about Instagram; it's about Twitch. So if you want to see the show tomorrow night, Australia was set on.
Hey Corey, I just need to know, mate. Do you feel threatened by Pete? In all seriousness, sorry, Corey. Pete, what are you going to call yourself?
Huh?
What are you calling yourself on the cooking program?
Pete's Cheats Meats.
No, it's just Pete Cooking.
Pete Cooking. Okay, do you feel threatened, Corey, by Pete Cooking?
Because it's a gamer's stream.
Not at all?
I think you got to come with a bit of a better line than that to...
Mate, it's got nothing to do with you and nothing to do with you two peanuts either. There's a community takeover event happening on our Twitch channel. And next week for charity, WWF is going to be joining the Twitch channel. And one of our guys who's going through a bit of trouble at the moment had to pull out. And the team came to me and said, would you be interested in hosting something tomorrow night? I thought it'd be nice to actually do a bit of a cooking stream tomorrow night. But Corey, what are you up to tomorrow night? You want to join me?
To be honest, that's what I was thinking about just before.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you know, we love what we do, but especially in Perth, our main thing is around spreading the barbecue love and everyone getting involved in the community. So that's like you doing that, as much as we'll say, you know, you're stepping on our turf. That's what it's all about, mate. You seeing us using the Weber and jumping out there 6 months ago and getting stuck into it and sending me pictures, mate. That's what we want to see.
No, Corey, we wanted you to come down hard. And
Corey,
to be honest, Corey, the reason why we got you on was because yesterday, I'm not going to lie, he did say Pete's Cheats Meats.
Yeah.
That's all good. It's all good.
Thanks, Corey. Mate, you're a legend. I couldn't agree. And you know what? The last couple of weeks, catching up with you at the fish shop with a little bit of meat coming our way and a little bit of seafood coming yours has just been absolutely spectacular. I can't speak highly enough about you, mate.
If you
want to
see
some
real meat,
you've been legendary.
Jump on Instagram, Cheats Meats, and watch the boys. It is un-bloody real. Yeah, cool.
Good stuff. Well, this has gone well, hasn't it? Hey, Corey.
Yeah.
What's the next cook you guys have got coming up?
We got a big cook for Mosman, Refresh Mosman down in Mosman Park on Sunday, actually.
Oh, nice.
So we're doing that the next Sundays. They've got a neighborhood night markets down there. So we'll be down there with the Princey boys, cooking up some porchetta on the Big Weber Ranch, mate, and serving up some porchetta rolls.
Far out. That sounds good. Oh, that sounds good. I might do some porchetta tomorrow night on the stream.
Yeah. Get amongst it, mate.
Here we go.
Good on you.
Yeah, and got an Italian toe in this bloke.
This is real Pablo. Hey, Corey, good to catch up, mate.
Yeah, you too, mate.
Thanks,
you,
Corey. Bye.
Okay, see you guys. See you. Bye.
Oh, I really wanted him to come down hard.
He won't, mate.
He's ended up becoming your best mate.
Yeah, no, we're still best mates. We are best mates. We're foodies. Foodies go back and forth with each other. We support each other in this, especially during times of a pandemic like this. You've got to support each other.
Well, side note too, and the morning clan that we get from 6 o'clock onwards, the early birds, what a beautiful scene it is when the sun comes up
it
early.
It is magic. It is absolutely magical. Great morning for cooking, actually, this morning.
Well, go make me bacon and eggs, please.
Save your toes and pain. On Hit 92.9. On Hit 92.9.